Good morning, everybody. We're talking about the Spectacular Five here. 5 minutes of concentrated focus. Now, can you do it? Us ADD types are having trouble. We always have trouble with it. Many times people think we're listening to them and we're focused somewhere else. Is it a personality type? Well, maybe so. ENTP. I certainly know that, and I ask people from time to time, are you ADD? And almost exclusively, they say yes. So what can I say? Okay, what can we talk about this morning? I always got the Myers-Briggs type indicator. You know, usually you ought to go ahead and take the instrument if you haven't taken it, if you have any interest. And there are a couple of good ones on site. Just type in with Google a Myers-Briggs type indicator, it'll pop them up, and then you could go through and get you a four-letter personality profile, and then you'll understand a little bit, which I don't even understand, what I'm talking about. So, anyway, welcome to the podcast. Welcome to San Francisco, wherever you may be, whatever you may be doing. What's going on in the world today? Well, you know, I think politics is always very interesting, and to see what's happening, what's going on, and politics by its very nature is corruptive, and if we operate from that standpoint, then we'll be fine. You know, you can't watch the news or the news hour and see all the stuff that's going on that's really not really pretty tough. I mean, starving children throughout the world. I mean, there's so many things that break my heart. I mean, figuratively speaking, about what's going literally on in the world today. So, what can I say? You know, to follow my usual pattern of watching BBC and then the News Hour and then Amapour and Company, by then you are totally depressed. Just kidding. Hey, a lot of things to be thankful for. Maybe let's zero on that this morning on a personal basis. You know, good friends, good fellowship. I got a couple of guys at one of my coffee houses up there. One of them just got an apartment with his girlfriend. He's so excited. I'm going to have to slip him a few bucks as a housewarming gift. Other guys taking his dad, who is estranged. They're estranged to the baseball game. I mean, things are happening. So, and plus, always realize everybody has got a story. I mean, if you think about it, everybody that you come in contact with every day, they've got a story. Guy was telling me just the other day about, he's been divorced for some time, and so we're chatting about it, and finally I felt comfortable enough to ask him, hey, what happened to you? And he said, well, you know, to tell you the true story, I got myself involved with another woman, and she got pregnant, and I was doing pretty good handling everything until my wife goes to the ATM machine, and we're overdrawn. Well, we're overdrawn because I have to pay her a certain amount of money. The state forces me to do it every month, and I've been able to cover it up and keep my family intact, but I got caught. And so she absolutely just could not take it. So it eventually brought about, our deterioration in our marriage. And these are my words. They're not necessarily his, but it's the same sort of thing. So there we go. See, everybody has got a story. And what we want to do is, at least from my perspective, try to make it as good a story as we can and to make it as much a quality story as we can. No small thing. And so God bless you. God bless America. And let us keep smiling and keep trying to figure out how to make our walk to the end as quality as we possibly can. And that truly is no small thing. I mean, so God bless you. Did I already say God bless you? Well, hey, you can stand and handle a couple of God bless yous. And so the Spectacular Five has happened to us. Hey, God bless you.